Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. After last week's dark and suspenseful audio dramas, we're going with another comedy this time. And what a comedy! It's the Marx Brothers' way-over-the-top farce, Duck Soup. The basic story is set in the fictional country Fredonia, which is facing massive debt and governmental strife. Wealthy widow Mrs. Teasdale agrees to bail the country out of the hole if they'll appoint a new leader. And for some unfathomable reason, she wants Rufus T. Firefly to get the job. Now, when you've seen him in action, you'll understand what I mean. I've seen online reaction videos of people watching Duck Soup and being utterly dumbfounded at how absurd it is. Well, that's a natural reaction, because this movie is absurd. In fact, it's pretty darn nuts. The four Marx Brothers threw all caution to the wind and went for total craziness. There's no romantic subplot, no piano number from Chico, no harp solo from Harpo, and no real storyline. There are, however, a lot of laughs, and some very sharp satire on war and government. In the eyes of fans and movie buffs in general, Duck Soup is pretty much tied with their next movie, A Night at the Opera, as their best film. And it's well regarded enough to have been added to the National Film Registry. However, it wasn't as well received when it was first released. Reviewers, unused to such nuttiness, gave it a mixed response. And while the box office was okay, it wasn't as good as it was for their previous movie, Horse Feathers. Now, contrary to popular myth, this did not cause the Marxes to be let go from Paramount. In fact, contract disputes had already caused them to quit, so this would have been their last Paramount picture anyway. They would eventually end up at MGM, where executive Irving Thalberg made it clear that they would not go so far overboard in future movies. They were still funny, but not as zany. This movie also marked the last time Zeppo Marx appeared on screen with his brothers. He left the act and went into theatrical management, though not for the other three Marxes. On the other hand, Duck Soup marked the welcome return of Margaret Dumont, who'd been missing from the previous two pictures. She was always a perfect foil for the guys. And movie buffs will also recognize the lemonade vendor. He's played by Edgar Kennedy, best remembered by me as Kennedy the Cop in a couple of the R Gang comedies. Well, that was a while back. Please remember to send along your comments and suggestions. You can call us at 908-754-7885. You can post them on our Facebook page, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you'll still find the list of our previous presentations on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. The site also has our schedule for our in-house DVD presentations. They're usually shown on Wednesday and Friday afternoons, and you need to pre-register to attend. Well, thanks again for stopping by. Really do appreciate your support. And now, from Paramount in 1933, here's Duck Soup. Hope you like it.